Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now joining Paul and Jordana to talk Hollywood, film reviews, and all things movies from DirectConversations.com. It's Tim Lammers. Presented by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys, seeking justice for the injured. Find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Ratings have been down. This network needs to clean up its act.
Five.
Try and get ahead of this coronavirus thing.
Four.
Someone should cover it.
Well, Bradley can do it.
Three.
Don't forget, this is your show.
And we're back.
Two.
I know I come with a history that not all of you love.
One. 9 months ago, you opened a door, and you need to walk through it now.
Was that Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston? Starring in The Morning Show, Season 2 has kicked off on Apple TV+. And I've heard some really interesting reviews, but I'm holding, suspending my disbelief until I hear it from Tim Lammers. Some weird twists and turns. They said Season 2 is more of a soap opera than ever. Hey, Tim, welcome.
Hi, Paul. Yeah, it's hard to gauge this early on. You know, it's interesting because Season 1 of The Morning Show wasn't that well reviewed up front. I thought it was terrific immediately. I did have some issues with it, but it certainly got better as it went along. I'm not sure, I don't know, it, just the subject matter of Season 1, you know, with the Me Too movement and just how it so much mirrored the situation with one of the major networks and one of the anchors that was taken off the air. You know, here, this one, obviously, they're angling more toward a deal with the coronavirus. The question is, do people want to watch a show about how the world went to hell in a handbasket when the coronavirus came along, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at right now. It's like, do we really need this or not? Is this the best storyline that they could have come up with? Not that it's not a compelling storyline. It is, but, you know, I don't know. I thought the first season hit the zeitgeist, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really was powerful stuff. I don't know if they're going to get that out of this one.
It seems like they chose realism over escapism, and I think most of us now want to just take a mental health break for an hour or two or three in the evening and just escape the headlines. So I had the same concerns.
Yeah, I mean, look, I keep giving it a chance. I like the whole cast. I think the show wouldn't be anything near as good if they got rid of Billy Crudup somehow. I think he holds that show together just because he's such of an off-kilter character. He's a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants sort of guy who is so interesting to watch. Otherwise, the big issue with this first episode, which is all they've made available so far, is that Reese Witherspoon feels like she should have been promoted to the evening news anchor because they pulled the evening news anchor off the job because of another Me Too situation. And Billy Crudup's character wants to lure Jennifer Aniston's character back to the morning show desk. She left after the explosive finale of that first season. So that's pretty much your only drama so far. And I guess I just don't feel as hooked as I was after that first episode of Season 1.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you being frank and telling it like it is. I'm going to check it out anyway, just because.
Yeah, I think you should. And again, you know, look, I mean, maybe some people had real high expectations with season one, and that's why they were initially disappointed. Well, I was on board right away with season one, and it got better as it gone along. Now my expectation level is up there,
yeah.
You know. And Paul, I'm really hoping it gets better because I really like the cast, and I love the inside. And look, I mean, you and I have both worked in this business and broadcast in one capacity or another for a long, long time. So it's kind of fun to watch that behind-the-scenes stuff unfold.
Some of it is Hollywoodized. I mean, some
that's
of it
true.
Is exaggerated beyond anything I've ever witnessed. But that's a whole other level of craziness.
It's only a TV show. It's
yeah,
only a TV
that's
show.
Right.
But it's still fun to watch.
You bet. And if you like The Da Vinci Code from Dan Brown, there's a new show out on Peacock called The Lost Symbol.
When it comes to symbols of the past, there are still a lot of people who ascribe extranatural powers to symbols. Sign of the cross, number 13. Luck symbols, bad luck symbols. At what point, though, do benign symbols become malignant?
You're one of the sharpest students I've ever had. Raw intellect can only take you so far.
Peter, if I knew this was going to be life-threatening, I would have just gone to the library.
2009 novel? From Dan Brown, The Lost Symbol, being made into a movie. And this is streaming on Peacock right now?
Yes, it is. Again, one of the deals where you got to get it, wait for your new episode every week. So the first one is out. Look, again, you just have to separate your any thoughts that you had about The Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons. I thought they were both terrific movies, directed by Ron Howard, starring Tom Hanks as Robert Langdon. This is the younger version of Harvard symbiologist, Robert Langdon, played by an actor named Ashley Zuckerman, who I like a lot, who actually has a smaller role in the show that we both love, Succession, but he was also featured in Fear Street, the trilogy, horror trilogy on Netflix. So, you know, it's always good to have somebody that's a likable, affable sort of character. Again, big fans of Dan Brown's stuff out there that really weren't crazy about the Da Vinci Code movie. I didn't read those books, so to me, it was a terrific movie. You know, the air is, you're gonna have to leave air out of the balloon approaching this one, though, because when you get somebody as great as Tom Hanks playing that role, and now another guy, even though it's years earlier and a different iteration of the character, it still takes some time to warm up to him. But it's an intriguing show, and I was even surprised that it has a little bit of a tiny smidge of Indiana Jones involved in it as well.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, look, there's this cryptic text that's locked in the safe of a director of the CIA, and it contains a phrase that simply says it's buried out there somewhere. It's certainly significant enough, this text, this ancient text that will open this portal, that people are willing to hurt or do worse to people in order to get their hands on it. So, you know, it's that sort of thing. It's a great mystery. And again, it's unfolding. It's hard to judge just given one episode. But again, I think I'll give it a chance. It wasn't a flat-out disaster or anything like that. It's just you got to get used to the fact that it's somebody else playing Robert Langdon apart from Tom Hanks. What a tough act to follow, huh?
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Tim, thank you. Two great options today. The Lost Symbol on Peacock and The Morning Show Season 2 on Apple TV+. Looking forward to chatting with you on Friday.
All right, Paul. Have a great day. We'll chat Friday.
You do the same. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.